The 14th of June, 2023. My name is Alex and this is Fishing Overload episode number 6.
We're talking today about how often should I change fishing line.
We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Welcome to our podcast, where we will be discussing the topic of how often should I change fishing line. Many anglers shy away from changing their fishing line because they believe it to be a tedious task. However, it's crucial to change your fishing line regularly. In this podcast, we will be discussing the importance of changing your line, the signs that indicate it's time for a change, and how often you should do it.
Firstly, it's vital to understand why changing your fishing line is important. Fishing line is exposed to various elements, such as sunlight, water, and fishing pressure. As a result, your line will become weaker over time, and regular wear and tear will cause it to break under pressure. If you're out fishing and your line breaks, you'll lose your catch, and it's a wasted opportunity.
One indication that your fishing line needs to be changed is if it starts to appear dull in color or dull. Fishing lines that have been exposed to too much sun or water tend to fade over time, making them harder to see, which can be a disadvantage when trying to lure in fish.
Another sign is if your line becomes frayed or damaged. If you're fishing in rocky areas or areas with lots of debris, your line is more likely to become damaged and start to fray. Once you notice this, change your line as soon as possible. If you don't replace it, it can cause line twisting and decrease your casting distance.
Many anglers wonder how often they should change their fishing line. There isn't a one-size-fits-all answer to this question because the frequency of change depends on several factors, including how often you fish, the type of fishing line you're using, and the conditions you fish in.
If you fish frequently, it's recommended that you change your line every 3 or 4 months. However, if you're a casual fisherman, you may be able to get away with changing your line once every 6 to 12 months. Additionally, if you fish in saltwater, your line should be changed more frequently because saltwater is more corrosive than freshwater. The type of line you use also plays a role in how often you should change it. Monofilament lines tend to have a shorter lifespan than braided lines, for example. This is because braided lines are made from more durable material, making them more resistant to abrasion and more durable overall. Finally, the environmental conditions you fish in also affect how often you should change your line. If you're fishing in murky waters, your line will get dirtier more quickly, making it harder to see, so it should be changed more frequently. Additionally, if you fish in areas with lots of debris, such as rocky streams or rivers, you'll want to change your line more often to avoid damage.
In conclusion, changing your fishing line regularly is essential for a successful fishing experience. If you notice any significant wear and tear or damage, you need to change your line immediately. Typically, anglers should aim to change their line every 3 to 4 months to ensure that their line is at its best. Don't put off changing your line. It's a small, yet critical task that will improve your results. We hope you found this podcast useful and informative and that you will consider changing your fishing line more frequently in the future. Happy fishing!
Thank you all for joining us again on Fishing Overload. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.